Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I that?
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Previously on Conference Call.
You want that sandwich, the peanut butter jelly sandwich? You open the thing. What is this on top? It looks like snot on top of the peanut butter. You look inside. No, where is the peanut butter? Because of the on top? Nah. But now you have the spoon on the lid. You stir. And then after you stir it, not everything is perfect.
It sounds very similar to the lid star. Huh. That is the invention I told you that I came up with when I was a teenager.
No, this is actually Lid Jack.
Yeah,
this is separate.
Lid Jack.
Joel and Jed, I need to talk to you immediately.
Yeah, and I just realized my phone's about to die, so I'm just
actually have a dentist appointment that I'm actually already late for, I just realized.
From National Public Broadcasting and WQRC New York, I'm Charlotte Dunn, and this is Conference Call. When you got your iced coffee this morning, did you take a straw? On your last trip to the grocery store, did you use a plastic bag? When was the last time you drank bottled water? Each of these routine things taken individually seem harmless, but just looking at plastic bottles alone, did you know that we use an estimated 1.2 million of them per minute, and that 91% of that plastic is not recycled? These numbers, which are justifiably terrifying, are all the reasons that Julie Burke was vehemently against any product that would add to the problem. It's why she refused to enrich herself with her patented peanut butter lid as a teenager. So when the Toads stole it from her, it must have cut particularly deep. More single-use plastic products to be sold to the unwitting masses. In today's episode, the call I'm going to play for you was the first time the Toads and Julie reconnected since she heard them conspiring with Laszlo Reynardo. But there's a moment at the beginning of her recording that ends up becoming important later. For now, let's get to the call. It's Monday, June 14th at 2:36 p.m. Pacific time. There are 2 weeks left on Julie's contract.
Okay, it's going. I'm ready.
Yeah, we're already in really good shape, so just don't worry, okay? I promise.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm dialing.
Welcome to Telelink Conference Pro. Please enter your PIN. You are now joining your conference call with
the Toad Bros.
Hello?
Hey, Julie?
Yep, I'm here.
Good to finally connect with you there,
yeah,
Julie.
Yeah, we've been looking for... Sorry, we've been missing your calls.
Yeah, it's been extremely difficult to get in touch with you over the past couple of weeks.
Believe me, it's not been all apples and roses over here for us, so... We are sorry.
No, well, it was for the July, savings event, so it's, we're almost at the end of June.
Babe, can you talk to your manager up in the loft?
Okay, no, well, maybe you have to just call the dealership then.
Yeah, Mateus has really been fighting for this Squadicelli Honda commercial, so please keep him in your thoughts.
Fine. No, I can call myself. No, I know.
And I've had my Bentley, my ex-wife's dog. She will not come pick the. She won't pick him up, and I was just at him at a dog park the other day, and he bit a toddler and broke the skin, and it's been a whole. It's potentially illegal. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's been a headache.
We hope you don't feel like we're beating around the bush at all. We're excited to make this happen, to connect, and I'm glad that you were able to get on the line and everything like that. And we're here too. So let's start.
We wanted to just hear you out and let you talk. But before you do, Josias, are you there?
Hello. How's it going?
Hey there, Josias. How's it going? Josias.
Sorry, who's Josias?
Yeah, we'll introduce you guys. Julie, this is Josias Harris.
A lot of J's in here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's true. It's all of us.
The J team.
Right.
Hello, Julie. You mind if I call you that?
Well, that is my name.
Great. I am Josias, and I'm a peer moderator. I'm part of Lilypad's new HR department.
That's right. We're proud. Julie, if you ever need anything, ever feel uncomfortable, you know, if we ever or eventually get an office building and get an elevator and there's an untoward stare or, heaven forbid, a groping situation, you know, just it's noreply@toadhole.co and Josias will be there. So
perfect.
And, you know, I'm just here to sort of keep the peace, just kind of facilitate this issue for you all. I was a little rushed through things through the online training coursework, but I, you know, I'm ready and I'm here to help you face your problems head on to make this as peaceable and easy for everyone as we possibly can.
I mean, it would have been good to know about this before.
Yeah, well, you know about it now. So yeah, go ahead, Jules.
I am on this call because the Toad Brothers have stolen my invention.
Well, that's not...
One thing that I do think will be helpful is if everybody uses I feel statements for this, you know, just saying that you feel things as opposed to declaring them as facts, because it's really an emotional case. So I think that would be helpful.
That's a great idea, Josias. Yeah. No, I feel that's a great idea. So.
Well, I feel thankful.
I feel like the Toads have been dodging me and that they know they absolutely stole my Lidstar invention.
And Josias, is there any tips for if you just want the other person to stop talking so you can put your comment in? Or I feel like I'd like to be able to cut her off a little bit more.
F***'s sake.
You know, I'm sorry that it bothers you that we're doing a lid thing, but, you know, I don't even know when we first started this. It was probably like a
long time ago. It's a long time ago. It's hard to put an exact start date
right.
on an idea because, you know, when did you
right.
first, you know,
so
learn to breathe?
So long ago, how come you didn't mention it when we've been brainstorming?
Brainstorming when?
In our many meetings over the past few months, you have never mentioned any sort of invention along the lines of Lidjack.
So, Julie, in your perfect world for you, you want us to just take a million years and list out every invention we've ever come up with? Do you have that kind of time?
Yeah, that was what all our original meetings were supposed to be about, talking about different things that you had on the docket that you wanted to make together.
With all those B ideas and you kind of... blocked us.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
I'd also like to just say that we do have a partner agreement that has a no-compete clause and that I already own the patent on this invention.
Well, okay, I feel I would like to slow things down a little bit and maybe we could try a sort of like a get-to-know-you game so we can help to understand
each
other.
That's a really good idea, Josias. I love that.
I can go.
All right.
My name's Jed. I like Jell-O.
No, we can't be doing this now.
Joel here, I'm sort of a Nutella guy, I guess, but...
Oh, wow. I was going with everyone starts with their first letter of their name. Should we just open it up to any foods that we like? Because I have a different one.
Yeah, I actually...
Jules, do you want to jump in with your favorite food?
I think my favorite food is peanut butter.
Peanut butter, I love that.
I think she's trying to...
I have a great story about peanut butter, actually. Guys, do you have a good story about peanut butter?
This is the problem, Josias. I feel like she's trying to start...
I think we all might share this story about peanut butter.
Okay, I'm sensing I went in a bad direction.
Can you ask her not to be mean so we can just do the games?
I'm sorry. This is crazy.
Well, you feel it's crazy.
No, this is... crazy. Can we talk about the fact that you stole my invention?
But it's it's different. Ours is the lid jack, which is a dish jack derivative, and we know that it has a spoon attached to the lid to mix up the oil and then be able to get the nooks and crannies of the peanut butter jar. What was yours? Like a lid with a, you know, you had something attached to it too, I guess? I don't even remember.
Yeah. A knife.
Hearing a lot of this for the first time, you know, totally on board. I get it now. You know, someone invented something with a knife, and then someone also invented something with a spoon. Somebody
invented something with a knife, and then somebody else stole that invention and instead replaced it with a spoon, but keeping everything else
the same. I think one thing that could be helpful here is if we just take a minute, everybody breathe, and maybe we could try like a role-playing exercise, you know? Like if we are acting out this problem in a sort of analogous fashion, maybe like like if it's a grocery store, okay? So Julie, it would be a grocery store patron, and the Toads, you maybe, okay, Jed, you can play the manager. And Joel, you could play like a cashier. And
should I be the manager and Jed be the cashier? Just for, I just feel like it kind of plays to our strength.
Yeah, I'd kind of rather be the customer if we can find something for Julie.
I think you stole my idea and you should admit it.
Listen, maybe there was a little bit of accidental overlap between your, you know, thing, whatever it was, and the lid jack. I'm not here to say. I mean, you know, the television and the light bulb have some overlap. Is Thomas Edison knocking down doors or whatever the hell invented the TV?
This is f***ing insane.
All right. I would love to pause for a bit if we could maybe try a
well look I mean okay but you know Hutch that. Had a whole different patent and that didn't even matter because it was basically the same idea as us and we didn't get to do it.
From my understanding, patents aren't super important. They don't even matter that much anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they hold the same weight.
Yeah, they absolutely do. So hang on, just to clarify, you're really saying that you were working on the same idea that I had when I was 15 and you just didn't mention it.
I don't, well, there's all kinds of stuff I've got on my mind all the time that I don't say. I mean, I learned that from my divorce.
Yeah, you bottle it up, you keep quiet.
This is why you were being so weird when I told you about the Lidstar photo that my dad found. Because you were lying to me.
Come on. No. There were similar ideas. I concede that. But look, the fact of the matter is, we got to the finish line first, Julie.
Yeah, when Hutch beat us to the chicken wing idea, we didn't cry about it.
Yes, you did! You cried a great deal! I had to talk you off the ledge.
Well, you know what, Julie? I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's like that teach a man to fish story, okay? And you teach a man and you feed him for life. Maybe this was our fish.
Yeah, Julie, and sometimes, you know, instead of that, you just say, fuck it, you kill the man, you take the fish, and then you become king of the fish man for a while.
Right, so you did steal it. You did steal it and you did lie to me. Is that right? Am I right?
Not in so many words. I wouldn't say it like that.
I'm done. I'm done with fools like you who are leeches and
Oh, we're
honestly
fools and
idiotic.
Leeches now, Julie?
I feel like, okay, I disagree with that.
I don't want to work for some f***ing as seen on TV idiots.
Oh, come on.
What do you want from us, Julie? Yeah, I mean, sure, you may have had some idea when you were 15. We actually put a company together and started manufacturing it.
Well, that could potentially stand up if I didn't own the patent.
No, it's like you know how you can't claim an idea? Like, you can't own love, Julie?
Exactly.
Right,
you can't own friendship, Julie.
Because I got the patent on it.
You can't
own
this success.
Idea with the patent.
Well, this is...
Hey!
Is someone...
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, guess what?
Somebody's joining the call.
You guys in the... You guys
Laszlo?
With these things, they ruined the machine.
Laszlo, you okay? You in trouble?
Here's Laszlo again, the plastics tycoon. He was calling from his manufacturing facility in Bucharest, Romania. This was another section that I had to listen to a bunch of times to figure out what was going on. But obviously something terrible happened. And if I can make him out over the alarms, it sounds like he's saying that the injection molds for the lid jack were jamming his equipment.
The machine's not working because the molds are bad. The molds that you guys tell me are bad. They jung the machine up. They jung, and they grind.
I found an article in a Romanian newspaper from the day after this call was recorded. I had it translated, and apparently, Europe's largest plastics manufacturing plant had an electrical fire from a mechanical malfunction, causing damage that was estimated to be upwards of 1.8 million Romanian lei. The fact that the machine exploded during a catastrophic thunderstorm only made everything worse.
The storm is brewing, now it's here, and now the rain is here, and the fire at the same time.
Here. Jack,
I can't believe I told you.
Okay, can everybody just
me?
Okay, I need everyone to breathe.
I'm hanging up.
Can we all start breathing?
Oh, I can't do that again.
Well, if you're ready to move forward, I think we have a case here. But that's one man's point of view. It's up to you.
turns out the man with Julie is a Mr. Marvin A. Sestero. If his name sounds familiar, it's probably because he was the colorful litigator who made a splash during an intellectual property case with a surprising display of emotion while defending the patent for clear windows on luggage tags.
Have you not a window into the soul? Be it not thine eyes? Well, my client has his eyes set on his creation, a luggage tag with a clear plastic opening showing a name and address so that a pacemaker goes back to the right dying grandmother or a lifelong collection of family photos gets back to a different grandmother who is equally infirmed. Have you no mercy, Your Honor?
At least Julie would get her day in court. Next time, on Conference Call.
Conference Call is an original production of Paradiso Media. It was produced by me, Molly O'Keefe, Jeff Ward, and Gregory Steese. Starring Elizabeth Henstridge as Julie Burke, Jeff Ward as Joel Toad, Gregory Steese as Jed Toad, with Emma Roberts as Charlotte Dunn. Featuring Aaron Schroeder as Mateus, Dimi Dijuibe as Josias Harris, Christopher Abbott as Laszlo Reynardo, and David Langell as Marvin A. Sestero. The show was adapted from the Deezer original podcast Conf Call, created in French by Lorenzo Benedetti and Louis Debussy. Conference Call was written and directed by Jeff Ward and Gregory Steese. Our production lead is Yael Evan Orr. Executive producers are Emmy Norris, Lorenzo Benedetti, Louis Debussy, and Benoit Duneg. And associate producer, Brendan Galbraith. Editing and sound design by Gregory Steese. Original music by Sam Nelson, with additional music provided by DeWolf Music and Blue Dot Sessions. Mix and mastering by Anis Kut. Our cover art was designed by Stefania Sotile and legal services provided by Lisa Nitti. Conference Call was an official selection of Tribeca Film Festival's audio storytelling program.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.